The Trojans were now living in fear. The city was under siege for 9 years. How long it would last was clearly unclear. "Surely," said Odysseus, "the end must be near." The Trojans were eating from a dirty old bin. Still the Greeks were wondering how they could win. Then Odysseus' frown turned to a grin when he heard that the bug and flea could get in. He needed help from a different source, so he sent for the bug and flea, of course, for they could enter the city without using force. So he canceled building the great big wooden horse. Odysseus sat on the beach and frowned. In for a penny, in for a pound. But the bug and flea plan proved very sound, and the city walls did not have to come down. The city was bigger than England's famous dome, which from space looks like a giant mushroom. But it was not half as big as the city of Rome. However, it was somewhere the Greeks would soon call home. "The bug," he said, "we cannot go wrong." They then pretended that they were gone, but they did not have to wait very long. Proof that you do not need to be strong. Now a mosquito strikes under cover of night. The bee has a useful sting, a mantis fly has a hefty bite, and a daddy long legs thinks he's the king. A little barfly is far too light. The horsefly is still on the wing. The firefly is not very bright, and the bug and flea do their own thing.